A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, December 2nd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7, we are talking about the unveiling of the bond notes by the Central Bank of Zimbabwe on Monday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about bond notes.
A few days ago, Harare launched a bond notes currency, which held its value against the US dollar despite warnings that it could cause hyperinflation. The legality of the bond notes has also been questioned, but Judge Justice George Weshe on Tuesday dismissed with cause an application by a Harare businessman challenging the legality of statutory instrument 133 of 2016 that begged the release of bond notes into circulation. The lawyers argued that the issuance of legal tender in the form of bond notes and coins was unlawful as it fell outside the recognized legal tender and currencies provisions as provided for by the RBZ Act.
The judge ruled that the matter lacked urgency and that the concerns raised by the litigants were speculative. Parliament is also consulting people through Parliament is also in the process of consulting the people, though the bond notes have already been unveiled. The RBZ first announced the plans to introduce the bond notes in May to address what they called the chronic cash shortages and also supplement the dwindling U.S. dollars that have been in circulation for the past 7 years. The currency was also sold as an export incentive. However, the announcement was followed by a run on the banks as Zimbabweans tried to empty their accounts of hard currency.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi tauti tinge tichitaura nenyaya yema bond notes akaparwa iwo nemusuwe muvuro. Murikuona sei ma bond notes arikushanda awo here pasina matambudziko. Uye pane nyaya yawo iri kunetsa munyika yekuti kunyangwe hazvo ma bond notes atoparurwa akutotanga kushanda vedare reparamende varikuenda vachinobvunza vanhu nezvekushandiswa kwema bond notes acho vamwe vachiti zvaakuitwa izvi kunenge kwaakupedzera hoko padehwe retsindi. Munoona sei nyaya yema bond notes akaparurwa Gibbs?
Ibokambe zuru kandaba lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona ngemakhaya tinangapha siyaphila ye lamhla ke siyachaya ke ongazani kunampana okubuhlungu khona ama bond notes. Sizwile ukuthi abaningi benu lithi ama bond notes lawa kaliwafuni, babe khona abanye bathi hayi kumele abe khona. So le dala lepharlamente seliphuma ijumo khona manje libuthelela ke imbono yenu ngokuthi lithini ngama bond notes. Nxa lingavele livume khona ngalo ukuthi ama bond notes liyathanda inxeba zakuhambisa khona ngale epharlamente befike bethi hayi abantu sebekhulumile so kumele kube njalo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi khona okwenzakalayo likubona njani. Ye asixoxeni Zulu kunjalo kwethu.
Onguka hamawadiwa, pindai muchirongwa titaure nenyaya yema bond notes nedzimwe mari dzamuri kushandisa. Of course, Gibbs, yesterday the leader of the opposition, MDCT, Morgan Tsvangirai, was urging the country to actually adopt the South African rand, saying that the issuing of these bond notes or the unveiling of the bond notes might actually cause hyperinflation. Remember what happened in 2008 under Gideon Gono when the so-called bearer checks were introduced. It was a big problem, and Zimbabwe went into the history books for the wrong reasons, because inflation was far, far much worse than what happened in the Weimar Republic in Germany, when people were literally moving around with wheelbarrows full of money to just buy a loaf of bread. And you had a situation in Zimbabwe around that particular time under Gono that, you know, prices will go up like three times when you are still queuing for bread. It will be at 1 p.m., $1. At 5 past, it will be sold for $1.10. And, you know, by the time you actually purchase the bread, it might be like $1.50. That's how bad things were.
They were really bad. I still remember carrying those trillions, you know. And, you know, you carry maybe 2 trillion to buy a loaf of bread. From the time you leave your house to the grocery stores, it will be valueless, you know. You end up going back home to get some more. So at the end of the day, I think when it comes to bond notes placing, I think it's very necessary for us to actually highlight some of the issues that were said by Patrick Chinamasa, who is the Minister of Finance. You still remember, he issued a statement and said that, you know, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe had power to actually issue bond notes. And he was saying, he was quoting certain provisions of Section 7, of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Act, Chapter 22, Section 15. So according to him, it was necessary for the RPZ to actually introduce those bond notes. But to make it or to fortify it, they had to seek some presidential powers. And then the country had to gazette statutory instrument 133 of 2016. And this is under the presidential powers temporary measures. So at the end of the day, then now they want to say, okay, after we got these kind of, you know, powers to do what we did, now we're seeking the kind of permission from the people to say, okay, we've introduced the bond notes, but what do you think about them? So I think there's something maybe that is terribly wrong with the whole arrangement.
Indeed, I think this is why some people have actually gone to the courts to challenge the legality of the bond notes and even challenging the powers of the president. Saying that the president might actually be abusing his presidential powers because the central bank had from around May to take this legislation to parliament. And as a result, this is why there's all this confusion. And the other question, Gibbs, that has also been raised is, you know, the seeming contradiction between the Minister of Justice, who is also the Vice President, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who said people will not be compelled to use bond notes. But in Mr. Chinamasa's statement, he's saying that you cannot say no to bond notes since they are a legal tender in the basket of currencies that Zimbabwe is actually using. But of course, we want to hear from you, our listeners. What has been your experience like so far with the bond notes and, of course, the bond coins, Gibbs?
Yes, the bond coins were introduced sometime in 2014, if I'm not wrong. And people have been using them, and instead of getting candy, you know, they get the bond notes. And that has been, you know, one way of getting change. And so we've been asking people to actually, you know, give their views about what they think about this kind of an issue. Lapha ke esintwini silobaba uLloyd obhale esithi, mina ngibona kusenzakala lapha ukuthi sebedinga imbono yethu ngesikhathi esingayisiso. Babe ngapi kati abantu bonke laba thina sihlupheka kangaka sebeze sidinga imbono yethu ukuthi kutheni. Lokhu asikufuni. Kuzobuya ke uBernard Spanda uthi kuyidlala ngabantu lokho abakwenzayo khona manje. Singazi ukuthi bayafaka amabhondi nosilawa sebefuna ukuthi badingeni kithi. Kungani bengaqalanga ngohlelo lokubuza abantu kuqala. So what this guy is saying is, you know, the government should actually have consulted first, or parliament should actually have consulted. Then we've got Bongani Happy Ndaba, who says, uma babefuna imbono yabantu, bengamelanga befake ama-bond notes, babe sebebuya kithi, sebezebuza ukuthi kuhamba njani. So kasiboni ukuthi imbono yethu izanceda ngani. So he says, he doesn't know what is going to happen, since sometimes, you know, the government consults people, but their views are not taken into account.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gibbs. I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Denford Chimutashu of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers. Mr. Chimutashu, good evening.
It's Denford Mutashu.
Denford Mutashu,
and,
not Chimutashu.
The title, yes, is correct. The president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers. Good evening. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Mutashu, tell us about your experience as retailers with the board notes. Have they been helpful? Have they eased the cash crisis?
The board notes have been quite helpful, and it's unfortunate that I hear quite a lot of information to the contrary. But here we are, retailers operating successful businesses in Zimbabwe, interacting with a huge clientele base in terms of the customer base. Here in Zimbabwe, we have been going around the country, meeting various stakeholders, including the consumers. And as I speak with you, some of our board members are going around the country with the Consumer Council of Zimbabwe in a bid to educate consumers on the need for the introduction of the bond notes and how they are going to be used in the economy, and most importantly, the security features around the bond notes, which had become a teething problem since the bond notes were introduced on Monday. And the generality of the public, including the service that we've carried out, the people that we've spoken with, are actually saying that the figure of state bond note dollars per day limit is not enough. They are actually, you know, asking the government through the RBZ to increase that maximum withdrawal from $50 and from 150 bond note dollars per week.
But is that not a problem of course, the bond notes that were introduced into the system are not enough? And according to the central bank itself, the bank notes, the bond notes are actually backed by a $200 million facility. So once people start demanding for an increase of the daily bond notes, is this not likely to create hyperinflation as happened with the bearer checks?
Not at all, because remember, since May, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has been going around educating stakeholders, inviting stakeholders, and they met churches, they met business member organizations.
We might have got cut off there, but of course that's Mr. Denford Mutashu of the president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers. We'll try to reconnect with him, but according to him, of course, Mamuzwa Gibbs varikutiwo ma retailers vanotengesa zvinhu varikufara nenyaya yema bond notes vachitoti dei zvaibvira awedzerwa nekuti ari kushanda zvakanaka vanhu vakwanisa kuita business ravo vakasununguka.
Ye zululwana ndimzwile ke okati kuluma ngumnomzana uDenford Mutashu weConfederation of Zimbabwe Retailers. Ye uti bona bathakazelela kakhulu amabond notes lawa. Uti abasebenzela sibili asebenza njengalokuyana okutonga amabond coins. So ke uti ya lapho okwenzwe iReserve Bank kungani kwenzwe kuhle kakhulu. So ke uyathaba kakhulu sibili ukuthi kumele futhi kubiswa amanye amabond coins lawa kwenze ukuthi amabond notes kwenze ukuthi kusetshenzwe ngohlonzi. So ke hayi simzwile ke blessing ekhuluma lapha. Sibone ke ecingweni ukuthi silobani lapha. Silobaba ke uNdebele. Baba Ndebele kunjani? Baba Ndebele ukhona ecingweni? Jabulani Ndebele ukhona ecingweni baba?
Yebo baba.
Yeah, sengikuzwa mnumzana. Ye kunjani lapho khona?
Hayi mina ngiyaphila, injani impilo khona ngapho?
Hayi siphile kakhulu. Eh kunjani eZimbabwe?
Hayi kukahle nje, sibona wona ama bond note la asifaka esimene esingakwazi ukuthi siya ngaphi kwela kusasa.
Uphosela kho baba, ye ungathini ngakhona kho?
Hayi engikutsho nje mina ukuthi kathi bekutheni vele ukuthi sililizwe sisebenzise amaranzi eSouth Africa.
Mhm.
Ngikhuluma so ngoba mina ngumuntu ohlezi endaweni yeborder lapha eBeitbridge.
Ehhe.
And konke vele sikusebenzisayo ukudla into zokugeza ukuwatsha for say 90% ama products vele avelele eSouth Africa.
Mhm.
And ukuthi ngithwala ibond note mina vele kuzamela vele ngitshintshe ukuthi ngiyewoda akulandlele ukuthi mina ngingayawoda ngebond note ibond note liphelele ebhoda and laba abasebenza ukutshintsha imali bavele basimelele ebhoda ukuthi bahle basigangathe khonapho bathutsheleyo lareyo rate abayinakanayo and amabhenki wona kawavumi ukuthi ngihambe ebhenki ngiye kuthi mina sengifuna ukuthenga amaranzi ngifuna iye eSouth Africa. Alibana ngakuthiwa amaranzi akhona ebhenki ukuthi ngangena lesikhwama samabhondi nothi ngitshintshe njengalokhuyana okwakusaziwa kudala ukuthi umuntu uzothenga imali banginikeza amaranzi ngihambe kade kuzasebenza manje ngale ndlela amabhenki lawo ngibona kavuma ukutshintsha imali.
Mhm. Ukwakuzama kodwa ukuthi uyedika imali khona ngale ukwezethi uchaphe uye
ngengakuzama simile ngoba lokuyishopo okuthengisa emakhaya so abuyile amabhondi nothi asekwana 40 bonds. Ngangena ebhenki ngisithi naye ngicela ningitshintshele lapha ningamaranzi bathi hayi asila authority yonaleyo i-approva leyonaleyo kwakhathesi.
So manje ugcina usenzani khonapho?
Kunalutho sengiloke ngiyisebenzisa khonapho ukuthenga ezinye izinto kulaba abawemukelayo lami ngithenga ngiwahambisa mbijana namhla ngithenga amabhalbu awendlini ngithe ngihamba lawo e-filling station labo bathi umanager wabo ngakho nguyole authority ukuthi abatshele ukuthi bawathathe ngifuna ukuthi ngifuele i-truck yami ngisasenawo akwana 30-something pounds.
So kodwa nxa ulibambile ibhondi lele uzwa njani nxa ubambe ibhondi nale?
Hayi vele kangizwa njengomuntu othwela imali ngoba mina vele ngumuntu owode eSouth Africa ukuthi ngibone ukuthi ngile mali kumele ngiyethutsha kurandi ngaze ngibe le dollar ekugcineni kwami kumele ngithwale irandi ukuze ngiyethenge eSouth Africa. Nawe nxa ngithelela imali lengachapha ibhoda angizizwa ukuthi ngithwele imali ngibona ngathi impahla lejana zikhethe phose mahara.
Manje uyagcina usenza njani baba Ndebele?
Hayi engikubonayo ukuthi mina isitoku sami siza kwehla mbijana phose ngizavala ishopu liyane emakhaya.
Pho manje-ke ubona ngizani ungamelela ukuthi uze uvale kungela nto ongayenza?
Ngizakwenzana ngithi uyabona ukuthi lizwelela angithiyezwa abanye bathaya izandla ngapha bathi bona kuyabasebenzela. Mina kusho ukuthi ngiyabona kushiyana ngezigaba ngezigaba thina siseboda lapha vele kakula sense ukuthi ngiyewode egwanda mbe eBulawayo ukuthi ngenza iprofit kuyawode emesina and ukuthi ngiyewode emesina kufanele ngibe le randi ukuthi ngithole irandi kumele ngitshintshe ibhondi ibhondi osiphatheleni banginika i-exchange rate engasebenziyo bathi 1:10 kusitsho ukuthi 1 bond banginika 10 rand instead of giving me 14 or 15 rand anti yabona already sengingene kulos.
Okay. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndebele silethe
mbuthiyeuma sibili emthini waseharare ngabe ku-right but mina ngihlezi lapha ebhodi umangona lo wabo-tiredi south Beitbridge usehlisiye egwanda le even le follows amshiwa kuyaba nzima kakhulu ngoba thina ama-products esithenga phandle kwelizwe.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu silethemba ukuthi kuzalunga siza kufonela futhi sizwe ukuthi ugcine wenzeni baba Ndebele.
Hayi ngibongile baba.
Sibongile kakhulu Ndebele baba. So that was Mr. Ndebele. He's based in Beitbridge. He says he's got a very serious problem in the sense that he just received some bond notes which are worth about 40 or 30 dollars. So he says, you know, the problem is he went to the bank and wanted to get runs because he owns a shop in the rural areas. He says he tried to get some runs, but the bank said no, they can't give him anything. So then he went to these money changers and their rate is 1:10. You know, so he says no, he's supposed to get about 14 runs out of you know, every bond. So he says this cannot happen. So at the end of the day, he says his stock may go down because it doesn't have any backup in terms of runs. And he sounded really distraught, you know. And he says everything that is done in Beitbridge, you know, is sort of like imported. So at the end of the day, why use the bond when you can easily use the rand? So I think he's actually hitting where Mr. Tswangirai actually hit, yesterday. Mm-hmm. You were saying that people should adopt the rand as the major currency. Maybe that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got another caller. Sabona baba khona becinwe. Ngubani ibizo uNdebele?
Yebo baba.
Yeah, kunjani Ndebele?
Ngiyaphila kuzo kunjani kodwa?
Hayi ngiyaphila kakhulu kunjani ekhala nyona?
Hayi ngiyakhala inyoni mina wami.
Yeah, so kutwani lapha ke mntomntana?
Hayi imbono yabantu iyachiyana kuzo. Yeah, ikule ngoma engangizwa kwadala behlale bethi siyehlukana ngemibono kodwa masingaxabani.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ngiyamuzwa umfoti uyakhuluma la luyano bekhuluma kokuqala singupresident kanjalo nje.
Mm.
Ngike ngavukela emabhengi emabhanga ekuseni duze.
Yebo ndibe.
Ngendaba yebhondi leli. Ngasa ngabuza umanager we-bank yami ukuthi njengoba sokula mabhondi kangaka kwenziwa njani nxa ngangifuna irandi kumbe ngifuna ipula.
Mhm.
Bathi bona into ekhona Ndebele nxa ule bank account noma yipi bank i-bank yakho i-bank imali yabulaya ku-account yakho vele ngiyama US dollar.
Mhm.
Kodwa ungabuya ke Ndebele uthi hayi ngifuna ukuya eBotswana kumbe South Africa ngifuna ama-rand kumbe amapula sina siyakutshintshela ngi-rate le vele ngiye-bank against i-US dollar yakho esilayo lapha thina ku-account sikunike-ke ama-rand owafunayo kumbe amapula owafunayo. Ngase ngithi manje osikhwathelela umsebenzi wawo ubususiba ngowani. Wathi na usiphathelene umsebenzi wakhe uchaya labo abangela ma-bank account. Ngoba abantu abaningi eZimbabwe ama-bank account lakhe emakhaya le kwezinye indawo kabala ama-bank account.
Mhm.
Bayiyona le yokuthi imali bayaqhubelana bethengiselana amatamatisi. Abe sesinxa sefuna ke i-rand kumbe ipula evela ithola ekuthengiselana amatamatisi angabe saye e-bank angazi ukuthi ngayiphindlela. Abe sesiya kusiphathelela isiphathelo sesifuka semsilasha-ke.
Mhm.
Lapho ngibona kube le nkingitho engikuthole enginakho right in hand nxa kuthi umbank manager wami ubengitshela iqiniso.
Mhm.
Kodwa anjele khona sibili khona lokho okunye dube engikunanzelelayo ngebhondi leyi.
Mhm.
Ayisiko ukuthi uhulumende ngokubona kwami angithi ukuthi kunjalo abantu bangabani bangithole kahle. Angithi ukuthi khona ukhulumende wenze kuhle noma wenze kubi.
Mhm.
Ya, ngibona ngani nxa ngicabanga mina ngobufitshane bengqondo dube ngibonani umuntu obeyi problem ngokhulumende weAmerica ongwenwe le mali yakhe sisebenzisa la.
Mhm.
Ukhulumende weAmerica ngibonani oObama ngale yibabakhalile ngoba ngiyacabangela ukuthi nxa bekhipha imali yabo beyiletha eZimbabwe ukuthi izosincedisa ngoba thina singela mali ilama batches ayikhutshwa ngayo. So ngibonani uObama uthi ekhangela i-batch ayikhuphele iZimbabwe ngesikhathi esidlulileyo ube ekhangela ukuthi imali leyo izasebenza kwesikhathi esithile.
Mm-hmm.
Wasebona imali leyo ingasafikanga isikhathi ekade sikhangele ukuthi ingasebenza ngayo. Wasezibuza ukuthi kathi imali leyo manje iye ngaphi njengoba iZimbabwe sikhala sifuna enye i-batch. Leyani i-batch ayikaqedi ukusebenza umsebenzi wayo. Imali le esibaphe yona iye ngaphi? Mm-hmm. Wasebuza uhulumende weZimbabwe. Uhulumende weZimbabwe waswela impendulo ngoba ubengakunanzeleli ukuthi bakhona abantu abathatha imali beyihambisa ngaphandle kwamazwe engananzeleli. Waseswela impendulo ethe uthi yathi phaphapha wafika ukuthi vele masini kudala indangu zithayiza thini zachitha.
Mm.
Manje kathi sukuthi akulukise kwaswelta ngezweni ikwasisecela ukuthi no ngono ngifaka amabhondi nozi wenzela ukuthi ngikontrole imali yabanikazi yasebekhala ngayo ingaphumi in cash iphumele emabhengi kwenza ukuthi ngiyikhontrole kahle. But wasesenza iphutha ngokungafuni ukuqala wenze i-consultation ebantwini kuqala.
Mm-hmm.
Abacasisele ukuthi kungani efuna ukwenza njalo ngoba sokulomonakalo wapho ungena ebantwini ngendlovu yangena abantu labathi ngitsho akwenzakali lokho.
Awubonike
gqibani.
Yeah.
Ikubona kunje so.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Ukuthi ukhona wrong odube lapha. Hayi ngokubona kwami ambonto ukhona wrong. Ukhona ongachasela abantu ukuthi uhulumende katshela abantu ukuthi ufuna ukuba lamulela ngemali yemzini le esiyibolekwayo ephumela izwele bengananzeli ngoba silama-Nigerians la. Babuya lamafukufuku abo bewathi dollar for three, dollar for four, ama-fifty pesos abo egcwele imali impahla abazithenga ama-naira whatever khonale. But ibhekela nxa sibuyela e-Nigeria ibuyele ilama-US dollar.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu next manje isikhathi futhi bakithi
ngiyabonga mina wami hayi kulungile
baba hayi sibonge kakhulu endebele baba ungadinga lokusasa. Yeah, that was Mr. Ndebele. He's saying that you know blessing there are so many issues around this issue and one of them is that the government should have consulted first, you know, before actually introducing the bonds.
I think we have another guest, that is Mr. Ambrose Sibindi. Mr. Sibindi, good evening.
Listeners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Sibindi. Mr. Sibindi, bond notes were introduced on Monday. Today it's Friday. What has been your experience like?
Well, it's really a nasty experience. That's how I can just sum it up. Mm-hmm. Why am I saying so? What we have to know is that in economics there's a term that says bad money chases away good money.
Mm-hmm.
What really happens now is that because of the bond, which is viewed as dead money in most people here in Zimbabwe, and what we are now seeing is that when people go to the bank and they withdraw their money, say you give him $50 and give him 50 bond notes, what people do, they go straight out into the shops and use the bond note and keep the US dollar somewhere else. When it's finished, they go back. I mean, you say at the end of the day, you have the circulation of bond notes only. But what we have observed is, as I speak now, there are serious queues, people queuing for fuel. Some cars have got no fuel. Where there's fuel, people are queuing. And some cars are that you cannot use the bond note to purchase fuel because they are saying they order their fuel from outside the borders.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying some of the cars are even saying you cannot swipe. They want to cash up front the US dollar. So what does that mean? It means that we, as the citizens of Zimbabwe, we are in a situation now because we'll be suffering. And we just want to believe that I think they're going to make a blunder in that they implement this issue of the bonds without really consulting people. What they are now doing is that the consultation period, they introduce the bond first and then consult it. To me, that's a serious anomaly on the part of the government. It is clear that the issue of consultation was not genuine. Just a gimmick, a lip service issue, whereby they knew that whatever we're going to say, the post views will be ignored because they already had introduced the point. But again, we need to emphasize the fact that this is not the first time. We've had parliamentary portfolio committees come to consult people, people giving their views, but then the day the government does it, this one. But as we speak now, I foresee disaster. Because what's now happening, we'll find that there'll be more money, there'll be less money chasing more goods. What will that mean? It will mean that the price are going up. As I speak now, a pint of diesel is about $1.18 in some currencies, whereby we used to buy it around $1.10 or $1.09.
Mm-hmm.
So it's clear that it's pushing the prices up, this issue of the bond notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I foresee a serious challenge that if this thing is not controlled in good time, we are going back to the 2007, 2008 era,
mm-hmm.
whereby we are going to have serious inflation. Price will be going up, and even some goods will be just disappear from the shelves. We are lacking that now. There are still goods that were bought using the US dollar, but it is still not controlled nicely, in for a serious challenge in the country. And I want to make it clear that I think to me, the government was ill timed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Sibindi. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, you have a call.
Yeah, ngilomnumzana ke ufine. I think ukhona ke a follows. Baba fine kunjani?
Yebo linjani baba Gibbs?
Hayi siphile kakhulu kunjani e follows kulapho?
Ah, ku right ngapha.
Ah, ubone ke. So kuhamba njani ngebond?
Hayi bond mdara is useless because kathi sesikhuluma kathi sesiswela kale ma-bank.
Akusela niks.
So bona babethi. Ma?
Akusela?
Akusela ema-bank.
Seliya ngabi bond.
Ah, seliphelile ibond.
Bathini nxa ubabuza e-bank kona bathini?
Abanye bayala, abanye bayala, abanye bayavuma. Abanye bayala vele. because katesi sikhuluma so yetown ngeangena etown iline that ikhona efuel ezimoda iline ibiboda so because ifuel ikhanya vele sebefihla ifuel abantu andiyabo because of ibond not in a day awukhen ukuthi bona iparliamentary abantu bona laba abavuta abakhuluma besithi transmit isikhambe sikhuluma ukuthi ibond not iyaphuma mbari futhi bayikelani ukukhuluma before ibond not ingakabuyi
efollows ubabonileni khonapho efollows
sibe silakho izolo
libatsheleni
ah sibatshele sathi ibond not is useless because ngathi semhlovisi sebethi $50 andiyabo so lokhu ukuthi ibond not is equivalent to US dollar amboni ukuthi kuyasebenza khonoku because vele these guys vele sebehlekile into ekhona kuphela sebephelelwe ngumphawu andiyabo khathesi ibond yangkhona izawatha ama-fictures angkhona achine ngamanye lamanye amabhondi amanye amabhondi alo a-different than amanye amabhondi andiyabo
$2 abantu abafaaabamabhondi abafakanga amabhondi
abantu vele sokulamafeki vele se-circulation vele so bona vele ukuthi abakukhuluma lokhu ukuthi amabhondi equivalent to US dollar lo ambona ubaba lo kahambe efundele i-economics kuhle because I don't think ukuthi umuntu okwazi i-economy engakhuluma ukuthi bond not is equivalent kwenye imali istate ukuthi imali ilungiswe ilungiswe i-economy first than ukuthi athi imali enye imali ibhekane ngenye imali akuzoze kwenze khonoko i-economy yangaphena le andebo akulayinto enjalo emhlabeni jikelele kakuhambe efunda i-economics zakhe vele kakwazi lutho vele lo china masa wakhe nalo abakwazi lutho vele this guy's vele andiyabo isebed i-issue vele abayenzayo vele ngeyokuthi bafuna ukutshontshela abantu izimali andiyabo
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana fine ungadinwa kusasa nxa ungazuthi umpikitsha wamabhondi atshiyeneyo sicela usithumezele phela
olrit ndizalithumezela baba gift
ye ndiza kufaka kuwhatsapp yami ngibongile okay, no, Spongela Kulu. That was Mr. Fine in Victoria Falls. He says that, you know, some banks have run out of the bond notes. So there are so many queues, you know, long, long queues. And these queues have actually manifested into the fuel queues. He says some people most probably have actually taken off their fuel from the tanks. So people are now queuing for fuel at the banks. There's no money. And at the end of the day, he says, you know, combis are now charging about $1.50 per trip. So which means that they've seen that the bond is some sort of like a problematic. So they've increased their fares. So he says the situation is really, really bad. And he has seen some different kinds of bond notes, like the $2 notes. He says they're not the same. One has got a certain features. The other has other features. So I've asked him to send us a picture. So he promised to send us something. Yeah.
Let's go back to Mr. Sibindi. Now, Mr. Sibindi, but some people are saying that the bond notes are actually helping in easing the cash crisis. They might not be enough, but at least for most people, they are saying it's better than spending two nights waiting for money at a bank.
Well, I'm not sure. I respect their views. And from my observation, if you go to the banks, the queues are still as long as they were before. And not only that, you go to the bank, there are some people who go there and queue there the whole day. They don't get anything. The bank closes without them getting anything. So I'm not sure what really those people are talking about. But at the end of the day, we've got to know that when you put in your money in the bank, the expectation is that when I want my money back, I must get some hours or days waiting for my money. They are saying, if they are saying the bond notes have possibly helped the situation, but the bottom line is that it's very clear that somebody has failed to manage the fiscal policies in Zimbabwe. That one is a fact. You cannot run away from it. Now they are only trying to mitigate. And by mitigating, it's also creating other problems. I've always said before that the problem we have in Zimbabwe is that we are dealing with symptoms as opposed to really dealing with the cause of the challenge. And it's now clear, as we are speaking, there's no fuel in the garages, long queues are there, prices are going up. And in that particular situation, then who can now take his money to the bank? Even somebody who's got his own money, he cannot take that money to the bank. Mm-hmm. Because now the nightmare of 2008 is coming to place, whereby people, we lost our monies, both bank dried monies, and the monies were inflated in the banks, and people didn't get anything. So because of that fear, that experience, people will not bank their money. Why? Because of just wrong policies. The bottom line is the wrong policies.
We might have got cut off there. Mm-hmm. We'll try to...
playing tricks, mm-hmm. and they will not win that one.
Thank
so,
you.
I don't think this thing only is the accusers. Some people are really saying.
Thank you, Mr. Sibindi. Please do stay on the line. Regatiende kunemwe mutereri wedu. Va dube makadi.
Inofara makadi.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu. Zviri kufaya here nema bond notes.
Nyaa, pana kinofaya. Kungoti nyaya dzacho dzinonetsa idzi dzekuti vanhu vavateererwe. Laza chinonetsa ndechekuti anenge asingazvionewo zvacho haazvione izvinhu zvasina kumira mushe zvinhu hazvifambi tingaswere kungoita naaro chete but zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe nenyaya yekuti anenge achidya anenge achitsigira tingamudii nezvinonetsa saka kune avo vasingazvionewo hanekuti vangaitiwo sei asi zvinhu hazvisi kumbofamba mabhondi nota anonetsa because reshuwa nyaya yekuti unenge uchiti unonotenga kusouth africa ukawithdrawa mabhondi kuti uwane maranzi anawo anotaura zvaanoda because musino last week nandiri kunamibia paredio penamibia vachitaseka kuti kana kuri kuti nyange mari yaintroduceswa inoiswa rete nehurumende here kana kuti inoiswa nemaketi because hurumende inoisa rete yozomira iri papi because iyo iri kuti haina mari saka zvinonetsa manje
Asi kavamwe vari kuti zviri nani pane kushaya mari
kungoti vanenge vasingazvioni pamberi apo kuti zvinhu zvacho zvichaitika nezvekuti zvinhu zviri kutengwa zviri mumashopu zviri kubva kunze kwenyika saka zvichapera vacho vari kuzana mabhizinesi kuti varambe vachiti votsvaga mabhondi vozotsvaga maisa kana vozotsvaga maranzi ekuti vareplace zvinhu zvezvi vachazvitadza zvokonzera futi nzara munyika
Asika vanhu vakasatenga kazvinhu zvekunze izvo hazvivamanikidzi here kuti vagadzire zvinhu zvacho munyika vanhu voona wakamabasa naye vadhubi
mune indastry here nai mune indastry saka zvinogadzirwa nani nei because maindastry acho akatorwa vakadii vakavhara mapurazi acho hapana kana one kana two anenge achinyatsorimawo angariritira zimbabwe yese
inonetsa mai aiwa tinotenda zvikuru hedu vadhube nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
maita basa
tinotenda zvikuru that there was your namesake Mr. Dhube he's saying that you know he was in Namibia and they on their radio station they were actually laughing at Zimbabwe saying you know the government who just introduced a currency and say it's equivalent to the US dollar and of course he's also saying that the people who are saying that they are easing the crisis at the moment are not far-sighted because this will come back to haunt the nation in future. So he's saying that, you know, one other thing is that he's afraid that prices of commodities will actually go up or they will be scarce because Zimbabwe is essentially a supermarket of South Africa. It relies on imports from South Africa and of course I asked him if the introduction of bond notes and the issue that the government is discouraging industries from importing goods from South Africa will not help the domestic industry but he's saying you know there's nothing to write home about when it comes to the domestic industry because it is virtually collapsed
yes yamuzukola lo okukade kuluma lo blessings uyakhuluma ukuthi nxa sesikhangela ke kwele Zimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe ke ithatha impahla kwamanye amazwe yayila lokho okukhiphayo yona ukuthi ingakuthengisa so ngakho-ke ukuphuma le bhondi leyi ukuthi kungani kuyamangalisa kakhulu uthi bekhona ngale ke Namibia abantu behleka okunye okumangalisayo ukuthi kambe iZimbabwe izamani ngebhondi leli njengoba-ke uhulumende ephume le bhondi leli uselenze ukuthi walifaka ivalu uthi hhayi bathi-ke abantu khona ngale bathi nga imali ifakwe ivalue yimarket So ke sunuzwa ngani kuti tini lapho likhona eh khona ngapho ke emakhaya. Kambe kuyavumakala ukuthi ubumbe inkomo yakho yomdaka uyifake esibayeni. Bese sithi inkomo yakho leyo yomdaka sinjengalezi ezinye eziphilayo. Sifunuzwa ngani bantu ukuthi lithi ngakhona ko. Ye asiqoqeni phela.
Ngiyalofela. Onguka hamawadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitaura ne nyaya yema bond notes, of course, Gibbs, the other issue that we discussed at the top of the hour is the issue of the legality of the bond notes, because several people, we have Mr. Mtanda, the businessman who has challenged this and he lost because the High Court said it was not an urgent matter. We also have the president of the opposition Zimbabwe People First, Dr. Joyce Mujuru. He has also challenged the legality of the bond notes. And there also seem to be policy contradiction when it comes to the government, the government's own position, because you have the Justice Minister and also Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa saying people will not be compelled to use the bond notes. And the Minister of Finance issuing a statement, that is Mr. Patrick Chinamasa issuing a statement that people will be compelled indeed to use the bond notes. And of course, some are saying Mr. Mugabe is abusing the his powers by introducing a statutory instrument to introduce the bond notes, saying that actually the central bank had a lot of time because they talked about introducing the bond notes in May this year. They are saying that they could have changed the constitution if they so wished to amend the Reserve Bank Act to allow them to introduce the bond notes without necessarily resorting to the use of presidential powers, which some are saying that you know, it circumvented the people because parliament is supposed to consult the people. But what we are, of course, are seeing now is that the bond notes have been unveiled and parliament is still consulting the people, which, you know, understandably why people in Bulawayo and today in Chinoy were not very happy with parliament saying that, you know, why are you wasting our precious time by coming here to discuss the issue of bond notes when they've already been introduced. Of course, now we are being joined by the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, that is Mr. Jafet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. And good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much. I hope they are all doing fine. Gibbs, Mr. Moyo on the line.
Now, Mr. Moyo, tell us a bit about these consultation meetings that are taking place. What is your take on them?
I think it's a waste of time in the sense that we do have already an act, I think a bill. It has been put into the public domain. So I think it's a case of untrustworthy by the authorities because they can't start by producing an act and then they go to the people and say they want to get their views, when actually they have already promulgated a piece of legislation. It is very dishonesty on the part of the authorities. I'm not sure what they're trying to do, but it's clearly they are not going to check the views because of already they do have an act of parliament, I think, in the making.
But Mr. Moyo, as workers, are you not supposed to embrace these bond notes simply because workers are spending most of their time queuing for cash, going for days, going for weeks for some of them, and there's no production that is going on? The bond notes, are they not supposed to ease the crisis?
We can't embrace something which we don't know because we're not consulted on the first place. We are supposed to be paid using money, and our understanding is that this is not, in fact, a currency which we can rely upon. And that's the reason why workers are very skeptical about the way the issue has been introduced. You recall that when the authorities brought this matter, they said it is an incentive for those who are going to be exporting. So it is not something which we can embrace as workers, because obviously it's going to devalue our income. And you should also understand that we are coming from the issue of the inflation over the past 10 years. And people still recall these memories where they lost their savings. And that's the reason why people don't trust this bond now.
Gibbs.
Yeah, masisikhangele konoku ke ukukhulumisana loZulu. Mfokamoyo, wena uke wahamba yini lapho kade ukukhulumiswana khona? Njalo nxa uhambile uzweni kona ngani?
Abantu kukhanya bayakhonona. Abantu bayakhonona bavumelane lakho. Engikubonile ukuthi nje labo abalalelayo singathi abaphalamente behlule kuchasisa ingcazelo yangkhona enganika ikwananga ukuthi lokhu kuzahamba njani. Sithola imbiko etshiyeneyo, abanye bathi akubanjwanga amandla ukuthi imali le kube yimali kumbe amaphepha la uwamukele, abanye bathi kufanele uwamukele. Abanikazi bemabhizimisi bathi kababanjwanga amandla ukuba bangakwanisa ukuwamukela. Kodwa nje izisebenzi kuthiwa kufanele zivume nxa zinikwa libuya liyiholo. So sibone ngani okukhulunywayo kuyachiyana, incwazelo yangkhona kayikwananga. Behluleka ukuyichasisa indaba yangkhona ukuthi iphumele egcekeni. Ike ngikubonile kusizakala kuma-public forums ayezakeleyo.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho moyo ungayikatshana. So he attended some public forums and says, you know, people were really concerned about the bond notes. And he says most of them were very unhappy. And he was saying that the parliamentarians were not clear about what they're saying, you know, to members of the public, whether it's mandatory to use the money or not. So, okay, silo mnumzana ke uJoshua Ncube oselapha olathi efonini. Baba Ncube, kunjani?
Asikhona kanjani
na? Ayisiphilile kakhulu. Akutsho ukuthi ungadini ngakhona ama-bond notes lawo?
Ya, ngizama ukuthi lami ngikhulume ngawo ama-bond notes lawo.
Ye, phosela kuba.
Lapho kukhanyakala sesiyingcwaba ilizwe leZimbabwe njengakuqaleni. I-bond notes leyo, umalukazana vele muhle esanda kufika, esehlalile isikhathi eside, esekwazi ukuthi inkukhulyane ebekela laphana ngekabani, inkukhulyane ebekela laphana ngekabani. Yikho sesizaqala khona ukubona ukuthi amaqanda aseqatha. So i-bond note leyo abantu baphomba ukuyivuma ngokuthi sebedubeke kakhulu, kodwa vele umnotho weZimbabwe akade sengani sihluma sitshona phansi manje. Ngoba kusasa sizalimuka ukubana izitolo zonke lezi ezikhona pho eZimbabwe sezithengisa ilokhu impahla ezikhona azisawodwa, zizaphela zonke nya, kubuyele ekuqaleni futhi sizalamba futhi. Njalo kulo munye umuntu engingamze khuluma ethi imali lana esasiyibolekiwe le e-America ikhanyakala yantshontshwa ngama-Nigeria ezithengisa izimpahla lapho ethatha imali ihamba layo. Akulanto enjalo, imali yona zele itshontshe yiwa amaminista khonapho, yiba bayifihlile imali, singazisaqambela umntwana ngoba kalanina sithi into eyonakala lapho nguye nguye, bona umntwana ibonwa yibona abasekhaya khonapho.
So ke uko hamba yini usekhaya yini useZimbabwe?
South Africa.
Uye uzwa kuthiwani ke ngamabhondi lawa? Basebenzisa njani nxa ukhuluma labantwana?
Ngizwa bethinyana labo kuyabadida ngoba into enjeni izolo ayikabi le yesikhathi eside ukuthi beyibone. Yikho ngisithinyana na umalukazana bathi muhle esanda kufika ngoba abakamboni zezo zakhe, bathi imali le iyalingana le dola. Kodwa but into emangisayo ukuthi izalingana njani le dola imali ethi nxa uphuma layo njona nasese-South Africa ngingafika eGwanda iphele inethiwekhi ayisasebenzi. So imali konoku
ya kuyahlupha,
kuyahlupha kakhulu. Njalo izitolo esizithembileyo khonapha eziningi zoti e-South Africa. So manje kathese abaningi labatshala izimali abaso kuyatshala, bangahamba besiyatshala izimali betshale imphucuza le lapho.
Yabona. Hayi,
abake bezame iplan sifuna imali ethingangiphuma layo lapho eZimbabwe ngapha ngiyinkinke ayikhona imali engathi ngiphuma layo kumbe ngiya ngiye eZambia singathi ngiyafika ebhoda siphele inethiwekhi imali banye naleyo manje
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Ncube ungadinwa lakusasa phela uphenduke siyawazi ukuthi uyaluthanda uhlelo lona
hayi kuthanda kakhulu
ye sibongela kakhulu Ncube baba
yebo baba
Yeah, that was Mr. Joshua Ncube in South Africa. We are saying that, you know, some Zimbabweans accepted the money because they have no any other alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, but what is worrying is the economy is going down. Here is his theory. He says, right now people are selling some goods that are available in the shops. So when those shops are out, when those goods are out, then we are going to experience the 2008 era where you cannot have any commodities to sell. So he says, if that happens, it will be tragic again for Zimbabwe.
Rega tiende kune mumwe mutereri ati anonzi Nole Hamelo ndi mukoma knowledge here makadi.
Tiripo mali.
Aiwa tiripo ndi mukoma knowledge ra.
Ya ndi mukoma knowledge pa Botswana.
Ah pari seko pa Botswana.
Ah pa Botswana zvikutambura zvedu mbitsana mbitsana kudzingirwa nemapurisa.
Vari kuita sei hamusi kubvumizwa kushanda.
Haini zvangu ndine mapepa but vakomana vatichanda navo ndo vanenge vachibatwa nezviroso vakatobata nemafuramachina zvisingaiti
vanenge vachitomhanyisa vanhu nendege
pane red 61 days so inotopera musi wa31 December vari kutonetsa
saka imune muchiita basa rei kuBotswana
ndoita basa rekuvaka zvangu
munoita basa rekuvaka aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma knowledge zviri kufambawo sei panyaya yemabond notes
Ah, baba izvi zviri kutinetsa izvi tetesati hurumende yedu yatipandukira sei because zvavari kuda kuita vada kutora mari dzedu idzodzo dziri mumabhengi votipa mabhondi aasingashandi kune dzimwe nyika zvandiri kutoona nini kuda kubirwa mari dzedu dziri mumabhengi hapana chimwe chavada kuita kungoda kungotibira havo mari vatoda kudzishandisa ivo kwaidzo dzainde mari dzacho dzatakaisa mumabhengi votipa mapepa zvambofamba sei
saka muchazoite saka kana mazouya kana kuti nemapula echimashanda kuBotswana uko zvinenge zvaakufamba sei manje muchaisa mari kuZimbabwe kana kuti maakutongochengeta echikupfimbiye kuBotswana
aiwa kudzidza munhu unofanirwa kudzidza kavanhu kangoudza vati 1+1 ndi2 otoziva kuti ndi2 kusvika kusvika nekusingaperi so zvatakazoona muna 2008 inini chero ndikabva muBotswana nhasi ndichinzi ndabvanda kunoita business muZimbabwe ndiona kuti ndingabhenga mari yangu kuZimbabwe mukoma
munemodiaiwa
because unoto kana ukaona baba vachikonewa kukuchengetedza ndoza kutoitwa nehurumende yedu yatokonewa kutichengetedza so kana ndichinovhura akaunti yangu ikoko ndichisa mari yangu mubhengi kutozura pachangu beta nditosiya akaunti yangu ichishanda munomu kana ndichinda nemapula ndongoenda nemapula ekunodyiwa nevana vangu chete zvima 200 imwe yacho ndichisiya kuno because ndotoziva kuti kutobirwa uko
saka timambo asvika here mabondirosi acho paBotswana apa makamboona kuti akamira sei kana kuti muri kutomirira kuti muende kumusha
kutoenda kumusha tonomaona mapepa acho because zvakaoma mukoma handisandaroona ndakamborisenderwa pamafoni but handina kuona kuti roshanda sei but manzwiro angu zvakaoma zvakaoma zveshuu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma knowledge nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
rambai muchitifomera vakuru vedu ndima takatotemba imimi ikokoko
aiwa tinotenda ndimi vanhu vacho
because kuno tongowa nhema titangovhura zvinhu zvezimbabwe tongowa zvisiri izvo chokwadi tongotwana kwamuri ikoko chete
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma knowledge
maita ba
tinotenda zvikuru of course that's our listener there knowledge in Botswana he is saying that he appreciates the work that Studio 7 is doing and that it's a source for balanced news and on the bond notes he's saying that if you don't learn from history, you risk repeating it with all its imperfections. He says, in 2008, this is exactly what the government did, and people lost all their life savings. So he's saying that he's not going to repeat the same mistake. He will bank his money in Botswana. Even if he leaves Botswana, he'll still have an account in that country because, you know, their economy is stable and they don't have these policy inconsistencies as is in Zimbabwe. That's our knowledge there, Gibbs.
Thank you so much from knowledge there. So now, is Mr. Moyo still on the line? Mr. Moyo, are you there?
Yes, please.
Now, what's the way forward here? I see that, you know, the difficulties ahead. What's the way forward? Mr. Moyo?
Yes, I'm listening.
I was saying that, what's the way forward?
In terms of the bond notes, in terms of resuscitating the economy,
yes.
I think the government is aware what it's supposed to do. First, is the policies which are going to attract local investment, which are going to attract investment from outside, build confidence within those who are having the resources, change pieces of legislations which can scare away investors, stop corruption. These are the things which can make the country tick. I think they have been said time and again, government is aware what it's supposed to do. We do have good policies, I think, over the years. It's about how we implement them. Even the so-called Zim asset has not been implemented. So government knows exactly what it's supposed to do, but obviously there is no political will, I think, to reform and do the right thing.
Asi tichi tarisawo tiri kuona kuti vamwe vashandi vanenge vatanga kupiwa mari dzavo mwedzi wapera kauyo vamoyo vari kupiwa mari maUS dollar here mabond notes vari kukudzai kuti kudii
zviri kuitika on the ground ndezvekuti paunopiwa mari iri bond vanhu vari kukurumidza kuridzorera kana kurishandisa hapana munhu anoda kurichengeta chinhu chinotochisa hapana munhu anoda kuchengeta bhondi muhome make vanhu vakawanda havasi kuda kuritambira kana aripiwa sezvo ari kuuya iye zvino ari madenominations madiki vanhu vari kukurumidza kuvashandisa kuti abve kumaoko avo saka handisi kuona zviri kutaurwa kuti vanhu vari kuvatambira vanhu havasi kuvatambira kana vatambira vari kurumidza kuti ngarifurere pamberi ndizvo zvatiri kuona pasi apa on the ground hapana munhu anoda kuchengeta bhondi mumaoko ake neva vanoenda kunotora mari kumabhengi kana bhengi richiti pane mabhondi chete hapana munhu anoda kutora mari yakati wandei ipapo anenge achida kutora mari shoma obva waishandisa kuti asagare naro bhondi racho saka ichiri harisati taoneka yakawanda zvaro asi ayo ari kuwanika hapana munhu anoda kuchengeta muhome make
Gibbs.
So now when we look at the consultation process, do you think that Parliament should stop it or continue that process?
No, whether they continue or not, but what is very key is that they've made a decision. The act is there. I think maybe because they discovered that they did not do it properly, legally, someone is likely to go to court and challenge them. So they are trying to cover some gaps or trying to make sure that they deal with legal issues because obviously this process was supposed to be done before they introduced the bill or introduced the bond notes. So in our view, they are consulting, while at least already they do have the documents behind them or in their pockets. It is a futile exercise. The views of the people are not supposed to be taken aboard.
Thank you.
They have made their decision.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo.
So in my view, they are just wasting time.
Thank you, Mr. Moyo. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, but we want to take this opportunity to thank you, Mr. Moyo, for being our guest this evening. We also want to thank Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, before Mr. Moyo, and also Mr. Denford Mutashu. Of course, thanks to our listeners, our viewers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.